Miss 姚韵玲。
Mr. Speaker, sir, if I may have your permission to take questions 6 to 9 together.
Please proceed.
Autonomous vehicles, otherwise known as AVs, can enhance connectivity and create good jobs for Singaporeans. AVs will add to our public transport network without running up against fundamental manpower constraints. We will start by deploying autonomous shuttles to operate scheduled fixed route services within our towns. These shuttle services can directly connect residents to key transport nodes and amenities such as the market and polyclinic. There are 3 pilot routes in Punggol. If successful, we intend to expand the service to other towns that are further away from the city, such as Tengah. Besides AV shuttles, we will be piloting AV buses as public buses, starting with SBST Bus Services 400 and 191, which serve Marina Bay and One North respectively. The MOT and LTA have put in place safeguards to ensure safe AV deployment in the regulatory sandbox as provided for in the Road Traffic Act. Every AV must pass a safety assessment before it is authorised to operate on public roads. The vehicle must be able to respond safely to the behaviour of other road users and adhere to traffic rules. For a start, a safety operator will be on board the AV at all times. All AVs deployed on roads must have third-party liability insurance covering death, bodily injury, and property damage. Third parties would be compensated in the event of accidents similar to conventional vehicles. The AV industry will bring new job opportunities for Singaporeans, including for our transport workers. There will be roles such as safety operators, remote operators, engineers, and technicians. As the supply of AV vehicles will be limited at the start, there will be no displacement effect for our taxi and private hire vehicle drivers in the short term. That said, we recognise their anxiety. The government and AV operators will roll out training and reskilling programmes to help drivers to take on opportunities in the AV sector or to move on into other sectors if they prefer. We will put these programmes in place early to provide drivers with options and time to go for reskilling. Thank you.
Ms. Yeo Wan Ling.
Thank you, Speaker. I declare I'm the Executive Secretary of the National Transport Workers Union. The announcement of the rollout of the AV shuttle trials in Punggol has been met with both excitement and curiosity. I thank the Ministry for putting in a phased approach to the rollout with safety mapping and terrain, a customization of Punggol streets before passenger services start. This will no doubt allow our Punggol residents to be familiarized with the technology and services and to be more confident of the use of AVs in their daily commutes. What are the safety KPIs to be achieved during the non-passenger phase of the Punggol AV trials before graduating into passenger services? And will there be a town-wide consultation with Punggol residents during the various rollout phases? In addition, I note that there has been some identification of new jobs that will be created with AV trials, such as safety drivers and remote operators, which SMS has talked about. How will the Ministry direct the appointed AV service providers to work with the transport unions and associations on prioritising these jobs for existing transport workers and to make more accessible the application for such jobs to a wider group of transport workers?
SMS.
I thank the member, Ms. Yeo Wan Ling, for raising these questions. She has been a very, very active proponent for workers in the transport industry, in particular after we have shared about our AV plans. First and foremost, safety is a key priority for the MOT and LTA, and that is why we're taking a phased approach to deploy the use of autonomous vehicle services. Firstly, before AVs are allowed on public roads in Singapore, they are subject to LTA's AV assessment framework, which requires them to pass a closed circuit test at the Centre of Excellence for Testing and Research of Autonomous Vehicles, otherwise known as CTREN. Secondly, all AVs are required to undergo a preparatory phase with a safety operator on board at all times to map the routes, to calibrate their sensors and fine-tune relevant artificial intelligence models. All shuttles are also monitored in real time with performance data collected and analysed to ensure safe and reliable operations. Apart from that, when we first identified the routes for trial in Pongo, we have taken care to identify what we call as PUDOs, pick-up and drop-off points, where there is adequate safety distance for onboarding as well as disembarking commuters. At the same time, we are looking forward to having a bigger engagement, a more widespread engagement with residents in Pongo, in particular those who go to the preschools, the schools, as well as the active aging centres, to sensitise them to the use of the AVs on the roads. On her second question, when it comes to jobs, I had shared in my main reply that the government will work actively with the unions to identify new job roles and to also put in place training and reskilling programmes early. Just very broadly at this point in time, we see that there are potential new job roles in the ecosystem relevant to AV operators. These would be, for instance, in the areas of engineering and software development, depot operations, vehicle and fleet operations. There are also potential roles with the AV tech providers in the areas of software development, cybersecurity and compliance. And lastly, for enablers of the AV ecosystem, such as in the areas of safety testing and accreditation, actuary claims processing, as well as cybersecurity and compliance. So these are just very broadly some of the roles that we have identified, but this would be an evolving journey, and we hope to do this together with our transport workers. Thank you.
Mr. Butcher.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to say that the introduction of AVs is exciting opportunities for also for our young. So just for us, SMS, how is our IHLs actually participating in these trials, and are there learning opportunities for students in our IHLs as well? My second SQ is also regards to system-wide benefits such as accessibility. In particular, for routes that are currently not viable, does the ministry see that introduction of AVs create new opportunities for new routes? For example, night riders bus services, and if so, does the ministry intend to run trials, pilot trials for night rider bus services on AVs? My last SQ is regards to technology convergence with light rail systems. Does the ministry see there's an opportunity for AVs to be running on tracks that will lead to better system reliability on light rail systems? Thank you.
SMS.
I thank the member for the questions that he has raised. Firstly, indeed, we are working closely with our IHLs. I had mentioned in my reply earlier that we are already working with NTU, CITRAN, which is a centre of excellence when it comes to AV testing. So there are opportunities for us to work with IHLs when it comes to safety testing, as well as making sure that their curriculum looks into areas of AV technology to prepare them for when AV becomes more commonplace in our ecosystem. Secondly, when it comes to accessibility, indeed, we're looking at routes that are less well-served by the public transport system for a variety of reasons. They could be further away from the main centres, main transport nodes. Also, ridership could be lower. There could also be instances where they are not being served because we face difficulties in finding drivers for night rides, for instance. So there will be particular operational hours which are deemed to be less popular with drivers, and we see that there is an opportunity for us to use AVs in those circumstances. On his last question, we will take a look at AV technology. It's evolving rapidly, and we would remain open and see how we could use AV technology in as broad a range of transport vehicles as possible. Thank you.
Last SQ, Mr. Sharul Taha.
I'd like to thank SMS for answering the question on AV. Two SQs for me. Thank you for sharing on the AV, that AVs must meet the AV safety framework. Can I just confirm that the framework also includes assessment on capability of the system under adverse weather condition and also redundancy of system in particular for cybersecurity? My second question, and SMS mentioned it earlier, AVs have the potential of helping us serve the quieter areas in towns. One possible area is the area in Jalan Loyang Besar. Can the SMS share a bit more about the timeline to scale up these pilots and how can we learn quickly and scale the use of AV in our towns? Thank you.
SMS soon.
I thank the member for his supplementary questions. First and foremost, definitely, I think we are seeing quite extreme weather conditions happening all around the world and in Singapore. So the AV technology and what we're deploying on our roads is, as tested, able to manage adverse weather conditions. On the second question that he asked, was on cybersecurity, if I'm not wrong, yes. So the operators must implement our robust security measures and protocols, which are regularly reviewed to address evolving threats and to maintain system integrity. So this is further guided by technical reference TR68 in Singapore, Part 3, which sets out the cybersecurity principles and the best practices for autonomous vehicles, covering areas such as secure communications, intrusion detection, and resilience against remote access attacks. Your last question was on timeline. Okay. Because the use of AVs in the community is quite novel, still, we are taking a more phased approach. So, for instance, for the pilots in Punggol, we're taking about 1 or 2 months to collect the data, to conduct mapping with the use of the sensors, to collect the data, to make sure that the AVs are actually have all the data necessary and the safety operators on board are also familiar with what to do in terms of if there should be emergency situations. So that's the first phase. Always with a safety operator on board. The second stage, we are actually inviting those who are interested to take the AVs to actually try out the technology. It will be definitely safe by then because the AVs would have been running around the roads for some time conducting mapping already. But apart from the technical performance indicators, what we're also doing through the pilot deployment is to socialise people to the ideas of having the AV on the road. And that's why we're taking really a step-by-step approach to make sure that not only do we have the technical specifications, the performance indicators in place, that also members of the public are socialised to the AVs. And that is why the rollout is not as fast as some of us would like it to be, but we think that overall this is safer and more acceptable to the public. So after we do this pilot trial in deployment in Punggol, definitely we're thinking of rolling it out to more areas, and that's why I've shared about Tengah. And if there are other suggestions from other members in this house as to what are the other areas that we can roll this out in, we'll be more than happy to take in that feedback. Thank you.